Well, I mean, measuring is really important. And this is going back. This is, I think, where social entrepreneurs and NGOs are different. Social entrepreneurs are planning for long term, right, and growth. Where NGOs are focused more on like the right now. So that's another structural difference that I should mention. For like hands on, the way that we measure, we're a volunteer organization. So our measurements are actually very different than some other groups, right? And every group should have their own measurements. But the way that we do it is we look at, like internally as an organization, how many projects did we have last year versus how many projects do we have this year? How many volunteers hours do we have last year? How many do we have this year? So that's as an internal organization to understand our growth and our impact, we have certain measurements, right? Like, how many times do we go to one elderly care center? How many, corporate programs that we work with? That way we can tell like how well we're doing on the operations side. But it's also important to understand like the groups that we work with, like the elderly care center. How do they think we're doing? So every year we meet with all of our partners.
Feedback,
right? And they fill out a survey. And every year, all of our project coordinators, we have over 100, feedback. And every year, we also look at our volunteers. And we go and we survey them. And then we do our own internal survey as well. So we're looking at everything, right? For our corporate programs, we're much more focused on measuring. So like, for one corporate program, just to tell them what they did and how they're doing and how we should change, we developed a 60-page report. And every time a volunteer went to site, they had to fill out a questionnaire. It's something that's really important to us because we want to know that we're doing the right thing. I don't do the reports to give to people who give us money. I give reports for us because I want to know how we're doing, and it helps my staff understand like how to make changes and improvements in the program. And it's important that you do that. The accounting and things like that, that's actually, if you have an accountant, it's really easy. As long as you're not misspending money, you don't have to do anything different. But it's really understanding like how well your program is doing that's important.